I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the Pot of Thunder and Rock and Roll, and it is Friday. So you know what happens now. It's the Duff McKagan joke of the week.
Chris Jericho, Duff McKagan calling, yeah. Listen, I took a stuffed dog to the Antique Roadshow, and the English guy there said, what do you think it would fetch if it was in good condition? I said, I don't know, probably six. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
One of the things about Talk is Jericho is I have a lot of people that tweet me and say suggestions for different guests, and you should talk to this person, you should talk to this person. One of the most requested is the very mysterious Danhausen. And I was able to track you down through a couple of deities and psychics. And I have here Danhausen on Talk is Jericho. It's quite an honor for me.
Oh, yes. Quite an honor for Danhausen to be on your wonderful show. Very famous, very evil show, Chris Judas. Danhausen loves it, listens to it, enjoys it.
Really? So you do listen to modern podcasts and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. But of course, Danhausen likes to keep up with the... human entertainment.
Because I've seen some of your work, obviously, we'll talk about your work in Ring of Honor, but also some of your work outside of the ring. And I saw you enjoying the Creepy Crawly set, which was, I remember I had that in the 70s when I was about 7 or 8 years old. Where did you find this apparatus and what did you think of it?
Well, Danhausen was wandering the streets of Earth somewhere, wherever the hell Danhausen is, I don't know. And he found a local toy store that sells vintage toys. So Danhausen said, this one looks quite nice. Possibly a lot of viewers will tune in to see this one.
Right.
And that's what Danhausen wants. Danhausen wants as many eyes on Danhausen as possible.
And it was a huge success, I think, that you were making scorpions and worms and various, creepy crawlies.
Creepy crawlies. Also, if you throw them at the wall, they stick to it. It's quite wonderful.
They do. Is this something that you'd never really experienced before? Like, I don't know exactly where Danhausen is from, what the background is of Danhausen, how you ended up on Earth here in 2021.
Danhausen's been roaming around quite some time, long time, if you will. Danhausen, when he was small, he had many of these. He had a creepy crawler set, I believe. I don't know. And Danhausen refound it recently and has been trying to re-find these things that Danhausen remembers a little bit. Re-establishing them to, the human viewers to gain more popularity and fame.
So it's almost like you reincarnated this playset that came from, 30, 40, 45 years ago. You found this and like reestablished it to put it back on the map.
Precisely. Danhausen's here to put things on the map.
So it seems like you keep mentioning about looking for fame and as many viewers as possible. Is this the mission of Danhausen to become a worldwide superstar?
Yes, but of course. So, Danhausen would like to be seen by as many people as possible via, you know, internet, television,
right,
radio broadcast, whatever may have you. So, Danhausen does whatever is popular amongst the ordinary humans, such as cooking shows, review shows, interview shows, much like this one, quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, Danhausen can slowly but surely take over the world. Yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, the world, Earth.
Yes, Earth, you know, who knows?
Planet, right? Yeah. So what exactly is Danhausen? How would you explain yourself?
Okay, let's get into it.
Yes, let's get into it.
Thank you for asking, Chris Judas.
So, thank you.
Danhausen is very nice, very evil. This, let's explain it. Because Danhausen used to just be very evil, and it was a bit too much, he discovered, for some folk. So, Danhausen was doing evil things all the time, putting out these scary vignettes, if you will, based on old horror film, such as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Exorcist, Hellraiser, you know, all those good ones.
Right.
And then Danhausen noticed, when he added a little bit of nice, little bit of humor, if you will, he could trick the humans into throwing their monies at Danhausen. So, by incorporating both very nice and very evil, you can trick the audience. Although, by the way, don't tell anybody Danhausen's telling you this. This is a secret.
No one will know. Only the people listening will ever find this out.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So it's perfect. Yeah.
It's wonderful. So, when you are very nice, very evil, you get the perfect mix, and then you become very popular because, you know, everyone likes to laugh. Everyone likes to have a good chuckle. So you trick them, you hook them in, and then you do your evil deeds.
Because people also, they like to be scared, too. And I've seen a couple of your original videos, and they were very Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Blair Witch Project-esque. Is this something that they stole from you, or did you steal it back from them?
Well, Danhausen's been around for a long time, so they probably, you know, borrowed it from Danhausen.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Danhausen likes to explain it to people sometimes. Original evil Danhausen, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. New, very nice, very evil Danhausen, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Still dark, evil, but pretty funny. Some sort of charm about that.
Good analogy there. It's almost a little bit of a Beetlejuice type of a character as well.
Oh, you know Beetlejuice.
We used to party back in the day. I haven't seen him in a few years.
Wonderful human, yes. Yes, Danhausen loves Beetlejuice. Danhausen loves, have you heard of Michael Keaton from the film Multiplicity?
I have heard of him. Fits in with the Beetlejuice persona as well.
Yes. Danhausen loves these fellows. So Danhausen does draw some inspirations from them as well. You know, take the Tim Burton-esque Elvira, if you will, and put it all in with the, you know, chop topper or something, and get a little bit of Danhausen.
So, are you ancient Danhausen? Do you come from the future, the past, both?
You know, it's kind of up for discussion. Danhausen does not like to disclose where Danhausen is from, but he was in human form not long ago, mere years ago. And then once Danhausen transformed into this, it would appear that Danhausen's popularity and monies have skyrocketed.
And this is kind of current Earth money, not like gold or treasure or jewels that I'm sure you've experienced in the past, like in the Spanish Inquisition or something like that.
Ah, yes. Because Danhausen dates back with this wonderful Matt Hardy. You know him. Matt Hardy has decided Danhausen was formerly Santiago.
Oh.
Yes. So, who knows? Danhausen certainly doesn't. But that fellow's doing quite well, too. So Danhausen, yes, he carries around a jar of teeth sometimes. Tries to partner with it. Doesn't quite work. So Danhausen had to alter the plan and start earning human money.
So the teeth were a form of currency, because I've seen this Danhausen, you walking around with this mason jar full of random teeth from who knows where they're from.
Yeah, exactly. Who does know? One of them is David Arquette's, actually.
Really?
Yes, he sent Danhausen a wonderful gift. That one is not separate. That one is separated, rather, because Danhausen would not just pour that into a foe's mouth. That's a collector.
Right.
But yes, Danhausen, he carries around this jar of teeth because it is a legal way of cheating. And Danhausen's evil, so sometimes, you know, you have to cheat to win.
Now, why is it legal to use teeth as to win? Because technically, if they're not your teeth, they would be foreign objects, maybe.
Sort of. But how Danhausen sees it, and he will argue with the referee here and there.
Mm.
If you pour some teeth in someone's mouth, people already have teeth in their mouth. Danhausen starts pouring thumbtacks in there. Also, who's to say they're not just old teeth from the foe? Maybe Danhausen's giving them back.
So you're saying there's a chance that Danhausen could have a connection with the Tooth Fairy?
Could. Perhaps some fine folks on the internet have a fan theory, if you will, that a certain DMD has been Danhausen's supplier.
Britt Baker. She is a DMD.
Yes, who knows?
Wow.
We used to do the same shows in Ohio, so perhaps this could be it.
You know, I remember once when I was, you know, a little kid, probably about 5 or 6 years old when the last baby teeth, or however old you are when your last baby, I might be a little bit too, probably 8. I think baby teeth come out at 8. I vividly remember putting my tooth under the pillow and having kind of waking up a bit, seeing kind of a shape, red under the eyes, a little bit of a voice like this. Are you the Tooth Fairy? Did you take my tooth once, Danhausen?
No. Danhausen is not the Tooth Fairy. The famous fellow, the Rock the Dwayne Johnson, he's the Tooth Fairy, at least. Danhausen, not so.
Okay, we're going to talk about your friendship with The Rock upcoming, but what would be kind of the, I guess, the origin of Danhausen?
Well, first of all, Danhausen did notice you mentioned this wonderful red makeup under his eye. It is, you know. It is inspired by, you ever seen The Exorcist?
Of course.
It is, Danhausen wanted to look a little bit like Pazuzu.
Pazuzu.
Nice, yes, you know, it's very evil. Very famous.
Very evil. Well, it's kind of nice, though, too. It looks, it really combines the two ideas of very evil and very nice.
Agreed. Thank you for noticing. So, these origins of Danhausen. Danhausen he was stumbling around outside. And he stumbled upon, yes, you know, we all stumble around outside.
Just outside in general, yeah.
Outside in general. He said, oh, what is this school? It is a wrestling school, it says. And it was the House of Truth, and it was ran by Truth Martini. And this fellow you may know, his name is Jimmy Jacobs.
Oh, yes. Very creative guy.
Very creative. He's also a little bizarre, a bit weird. Very. Yes. Yeah. But this is where Danhausen went. Did his schooling of some sort. And then was out and about in a human form to not frighten foes. This was before Danhausen cared so much.
Right.
Danhausen was doing the wrestling thing in his human form for about, we'll say, 5-6 years. It was okay. Danhausen wrestled the John Gargano fellow and the likes of Ricochet and such. And people liked it, but no one really cares just being a good wrestler.
Mm.
So you must find your thing. And Danhausen's thing was to embrace his evil side. So we did such. We became very evil for a couple of years at least. Did some things that people maybe liked. And then Danhausen, again, decided to trick the folks. Had some nice. And since then, Danhausen's been a top seller at Pro Wrestling Tees. Hopefully gets painted on the wall soon. It's quite ridiculous that he's not there. Danhausen has been put in the Hot Topic at the mall. Have you ever heard of the mall?
I have. I've heard of Hot Topic as well, to be honest with you.
Actually, to be honest with you, Danhausen went in there one time, and right next to the Chris Judas t-shirt was a Danhausen t-shirt.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Not a coincidence, I think. I think there's a reason for that.
It was fate.
It was fate.
To come do this television broadcast over the radio together.
Yeah, it's on the radio, exactly. Interesting, too, perfect name. It's like there's certain names that just lend itself, like Van Halen. What a great rock and roll name.
Oh, yeah.
Danhausen, what a great evil kind of medieval type of a name.
Yes, so let's talk about the name for a second.
Please.
When Danhausen did his first ever show, he went by his human...
Moniker,
whatever the hell it's called. Donovan Danhausen. And they said, this is too long. No one can pronounce Danhausen. You are Donovan Danger. And Danhausen rolled his eyes and said, what the hell is this? So Danhausen cursed the fellow, went out as Donovan Danger to rock you like a hurricane, which did not fit Danhausen. And terrible. It seemed like the typical, hey, you're debuting, have some rock music.
Right. That
you did not pick.
Yeah, so it's either Rock Like a Hurricane or Enter Sandman. Those are your two choices.
Well, Danhausen does love the Metallica. Quite nice.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people use that in Rock You Like a Hurricane, your standard rock tracks, right?
But of course, should have came out For Whom the Bell Tolls, because, then you're going to get decimated.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
So you came out, you were Donovan Danger, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yes, got destroyed by this fellow, did his thing, but then Danhausen, he decided to take no more. There are not too many syllables in Danhausen. Now, everyone knows the name of Danhausen. That's how Danhausen probably got on this show.
It's the name.
Yes. Yeah,
Donovan Danhausen, cares. Too long. You can't chant. How are you supposed to chant that? Danhausen, Danhausen. You know, I guess you're kind of good. But
quite a little bit, but not enough. But
this is much better. Like Danzig and Van Halen. It's the last. Dokken. It's the last name.
Yes. And then, so people ask, they add Hausen to the end of these words. They add Hausen to the end of the names. Danhausen.
Oh.
Learn from this fellow. It is a comedy documentary of some sort called Seinfeld.
Mm.
There's this fellow, George Costanza, in there. Very wonderful. He leaves a clock or a hat. I think it's a hat. In this person's home. And he says, Costanza. So Danhausen thought, well, this is a good idea. If you add Hausen to everything, no one will ever forget the name of Danhausen. You know, it eats at you a little bit.
But it does.
Then you love it.
So what kind of words and names do you add Hausen to?
So there's this thing. Danhausen just adds it to people's names or the subject of the matter. Sometimes people do too many Hausens. And they say, hello, Hausen. This Hausen is Hausen Danhausen.
No. Too much.
Too much. Too many Hausens. Danhausen would just say, for example, hello, welcome to Goodnight Hausen with Danhausen. Today we have very famous, very evil, demo god, Chris Judas Hausen.
That works.
Hello, Hausen. Goodnight Hausen. Chris Hausen. Judas Hausen. It is too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way too much. You want to keep the Hausen and put it in at the right spot.
Yes. It is like an exclamation point.
Like in Canada, we always say you would greet a fellow human by how's it going? So I might just start saying Hausen going.
Hausen going. That works.
That would work, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
Hausen, like Marsha.
Hausen. So this is a very, very unique character, which I think in wrestling, you have to do something unique for people to latch onto, like you mentioned. And this has never really been done before. Were you ever inspired by other characters, either in wrestling or outside, when you're doing Danhausen's dirty work?
Oh, yes. Well, so Danhausen's first memory of wrestling was this Kane fellow.
Hmm.
You ever hear of him?
I have heard of him. I actually spilled a cup of coffee on him once, and he almost killed me. That's evil.
Danhausen does remember this. Yes.
Yes.
So this fellow came out, which Bad Blood 1997, Hell in a Cell match.
Right.
And he took the door, and he ripped it off the hinges, and he decimated this fellow called The Undertaker.
Mm.
And then Shawn Michael won the match, but he just destroyed this Undertaker fellow, and there was red lights, and he looked very evil, and it was just incredible to Danhausen. So that inspired Danhausen to become a very evil wrestler. And then Danhausen's been heavily inspired by watching television shows and movies. They seem quite wonderful. He watches them all the time. We have The Simpsons is one of Danhausen's favorite. There's this evil fellow, Mr. Burns.
Mm, very evil.
Very evil, but also very rich. Blocked out the sun once.
Right.
So there's him. There's a Hank Scorpio on that. He's a very evil business owner. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Conan O'Brien. Wonderful fellow. Very entertaining, very evil. Danhausen has watched him do old-timey baseball. He's watched him go to factories and do these little skits that make Danhausen laugh. So Danhausen has tried to follow in the footsteps of being this wonderful, famous interviewer, but also a wrestler.
But you've been kind of obsessed with Conan O'Brien. I've seen a lot of you talk to him. Explain.
He even has he's got a little Conan hair, if you will. He goes into the barber shop and says, "Give him the Conan."
Right.
That's why Danhausen looks so fabulous. You cannot see it because it is a podcast, but just imagine.
I know someone that went for the Conan once in a Latino section of town. They just shaved his head bald. And he said, no, not Conan.
No, Conan. No. You could also get the Arnold version. Conan the Barbarian.
That's another one. And then you'd have to grow your hair out for that.
That's the next Danhausen must meet that fellow, Conan. Yes, so Danhausen's been emulating and watching and looking up to this Conan O'Brien fellow for many years. So Danhausen sometimes would go to places because he sees that this famous fellow can do it. And he'll try to put his merchandise in these comic book stores or these pro wrestling tee stores. Danhausen got kicked out of the pro wrestling tee store for stealing his own t-shirt, you know.
Is that fair?
That's not fair. It's Danhausen's property. As far
yeah,
as
it's your name is on it. Hey, you can't take that. Is your name on it? Yes, it is.
It is.
Danhausen.
It's Danhausen. Yes, right. Danhausen out, though, but, you know, it is not. Does not matter.
Maybe that's why they didn't paint your picture on the wall yet at Pro Wrestling Tees, because Barkin caught you shoplifting your own shirt.
Oh, perhaps. Maybe Danhausen should take down that video, and then Danhausen will get painted on the wall next to you're on the wall, yes?
I'm not sure. Well, I should be.
Yes, absolutely. We're bestsellers. What the hell are they doing?
We've kept that freaking place open with the sales that we've created with our various merchandise.
Absolutely. Danhausen sees it all the time. Got these wonderful Inner Circle t-shirts on there.
They do, yeah. Or like we said, the Hot Topic. Judas and Danhausen.
Judas and Danhausen, all up there.
You know, I got thrown in jail once, and I was represented by Judas and Danhausen. They didn't do very good, but that's another story.
Very sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. It ties poorly to our names.
It does. It doesn't do good for us. But what is good is you're talking about being nice, and you mentioned a lot, no swearing is kind of one of your catchphrases. What is it about swearing that bothers you, and why do you say don't do it?
Okay, so people probably think this is quite ridiculous, but in Danhausen's good brain, it makes sense. Danhausen has noticed when listening to the radio, at least public radio and television, usually if you swear, they will kick you right off the air. They'll say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And they'll cut you right off. And then if Danhausen is wrestling a foe, or if Danhausen accidentally would swear, which wouldn't happen, they'd probably cut the feed. And then Danhausen would not be seen by millions of people at home or heard by millions of people at home. So, as Danhausen sees it, it's just a good business plan to keep swearing out of Danhausen's matches and promotional things and what have you. It's ruining his money and his, way of taking over the world.
Which is smart, because some people might just not care because you can just beep it out. But yeah. You don't even want to take that chance.
No, because who wants to do extra work? What if we don't feel like doing this. Cut him.
Well, and you can't trust him either. I know whenever they show my wrestling company in Canada, and if I say, like, you're a piece of shit, for example, sorry, didn't mean to swear, they might beep out peace, but you can still hear the excrement word. They mix it up.
How does this work?
I just think Canadian guys probably drinking beer and probably, like you said, doesn't care. Delays, or I don't know.
So this is a weird gray area that Danhausen doesn't quite get yet. It would appear on some shows like AEW, you can swear and not get taken off the air.
Mm.
So maybe this is something we shall explore in the future. But for now, Danhausen,
no swearing.
Because also, even at these independent shows, there's usually a sign in the back that says, if you are going to cut the promotional, do not swear. No swearing. And then what happens? 5 minutes later. There's fellows out there yelling at each other, and it's F this, F that. I'm going to beat you up. And Danhausen just goes, what are we doing?
Well, you're taking that over the line if you're saying the F word. You can't be doing that.
All the time. It is quite ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got to I was wrestling with Stone Cold Steve Austinhausen back in the early 2000s. And there was a little kid in the front row. He had a finger, foam finger hand.
Oh, yes.
And he was telling me to F off. And he was probably 8 years old. And his dad was right beside him.
Now, Danhausen has a question. Because Danhausen had dressed up his Cold Steve for Halloween one time for a show. Finger swears are okay as far as Danhausen knows. Was this kid actually swearing at you, or was it merely finger swears?
He was waving his giant foam finger in my face and actually saying the words. I'm not going to say it here because there's no swearing allowed. Yeah. F you.
Oh.
The full version.
Should have been kicked out of the show. You should have taken him out.
Well, that's what I said to the dad. I said, this is your little kid, and you're the dad. Like, what kind of a dad are you? Like, What the hell's going on here?
Yes, exactly. Also, people try to ask Danhausen, is hell a swear? Absolutely not. Are you a baby?
Exactly.
This is not a swear. This is ridiculous.
You know, I'm sure you've taken a few trips through there over the eons.
Yes, yes, yes. Wait, over to where?
Through hell.
Oh, yes, but of course. There's also Hell, Michigan, which is not that good. Not the same thing.
I think Hell, Michigan might be actually worse than the real hell in a lot of ways.
It is. There's just a souvenir shop. Danhausen brought his assistant with him, Davis, who, by the way, says hello. And nice. Yes, Danhausen has a human assistant. It's quite nice. But he drove Danhausen to Hell, Michigan, and there was nothing there. There was a sign that says hell, and there was an ice cream shop. And that was it. It was awful. It was way worse than real hell.
Hold on. How can you have, when hell freezes over, you get ice cream?
Ice cream with all the basic flavors. There wasn't even any good ones.
I don't even like that. I mean, there should be a fireball stand. There should be fireworks, logs, things involved with fire. It's hell.
River of flames? I don't know.
Something. The demon with a pitchfork to poke you in the rear end, maybe, if you're messing up.
Yeah, putt-putt golf was about it.
Tell us a little bit more about this jar of teeth. So where you said the teeth may or may come from foes. If they're not from foes, where are they from?
Well, when Danhausen, he's not so much anymore because everything has been quite shut down for some time. Danhausen is traveling to do his wrestlings. Danhausen likes to go to oddity shops when they are near. And they sell teeth, human teeth.
Hmm.
And, you know, Danhausen likes to collect them. They're quite expensive, though, which is why Danhausen needs so much money. And he collects those from all around town. Sometimes he just knocks out teeth of his opponents and, you know, swipes them up and puts them in the jar and then pours them in other people's mouth, which is unsanitary.
Danhausen sure.
Recommend it.
DMD provides you with some, as you mentioned. Possibly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. So do you keep these teeth with you at all times, like your wallet, or do you know where are your teeth right now?
Right now, they are being replenished, but sometimes Danhausen will go into his jeans, and he'll pull out his wad of money, and a tooth will fall on the ground, and then he has to explain this to people or just walk away. It is they're stored in a jar, though, usually, and also a Ziploc bag. Sometimes Danhausen has to fly with these. And the airport fellows say, what the hell is this?
Mm.
And Danhausen says, it's a bag of teeth. Never seen one.
And that's it.
Yes, that's about it. That's
you know, you're lucky because I walked through with a Swiss Army knife with a blade about an inch long, and they took it from me. I said, what's this? I said, it's a Swiss Army knife. He said, you can't take it on the plane. But you can walk on the plane with a Ziploc bag full of teeth?
Well, yes, it just you have to label it is the problem.
Oh, see.
And also just writes human teeth and then puts a date on it. And then they know. They don't want to talk to
you. They don't care. They just let you go through. That's why I was a mistake.
They're not talking to you.
So you mentioned your human assistant, Davis, which is kind of like a Renfrew with Count Dracula, I imagine. What kind of tasks and jobs does Davis have to do for you on a daily basis?
Oh, he pumps Danhausen's gas, but of course. We have to get places. He fuels the PT Cruiser. He mails out some of Danhausen's things, such as merchandise, because Danhausen gets thousands of orders a day. What else does he do? Oh, he supplies Danhausen. Danhausen says, here's a list of groceries. We must review them for the popular YouTube show.
Mm.
He comes back with snacks and things that we can try. He also, Danhausen should have him start emailing people for Danhausen saying, Danhausen doesn't want to do this.
Right. That's where you can always be the consummate nice guy. Hey, Danhausen, come work my indie show. Sure, just talk to Davis. Then Davis can be the evil guy.
And we will send Van Velzen instead in Danhausen's place.
Who?
Van Velzen. It is a knockoff Danhausen, like Krusty the Clown would do.
Oh, we don't like him. Van Velzen.
Terrible, terrible person.
Yeah, he's banned.
Danhausen.
Van Velzen's banned from Talk is Jericho. I'm just telling you right now.
So much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another thing I was going to ask you about is your penchant for dancing. You've done quite a few famous dances, and one of them is actually the tequila dance.
Ah, yes, absolutely. So this again goes back to Danhausen's wonderful obsession with television and mass media and movies.
Right.
And fellow Herman, he went into this bar and he danced on the bar. And as Danhausen remembers it, he was kicking these fellows in the face. I don't know. Who knows if that's actually what happened? Danhausen thinks so. But Danhausen one time was about 3 years ago now, was wrestling this fellow PB Smooth, who's about 7 feet tall, in a bar. And Danhausen, it was a no-ring bar brawl. And Danhausen thought to himself, how can Danhausen get through this match with no ropes and nothing to jump off of?
Right.
Fellow is much larger than Danhausen. So he said, guess what? Danhausen will slip the music boy a fiver.
Okay. And
when he yells, play my music, Danhausen will have the tequila song play. It will confuse Danhausen's foe, and then you'll kick him in the face.
Mm.
Try the upper hand. So also, it hypnotizes the crowd because they all want to sing along, and then they yell tequila, and then Danhausen absorbs the energy from the crowd and, you know, fires himself up. It's quite wonderful. Invigorating.
Absorbs the energy, and if they're not careful, maybe a little bit of their souls as well. Don't forget, very evil.
This is true. Danhausen will suck their soul.
But just a little bit of it.
Just kind of.
Because people got to drive home afterwards, so you don't want
to... Also, they have to come to the merchandise stand to say, hello, Danhausen, here's some money.
Right, you give Danhausen some monies. You mentioned Tequila the Dance, but you've also talked quite a bit about tequila made by one of your close personal friends, The Rock.
Oh, yes, yes. Great friend of Danhausen. Danhausen has tried his tequila. Danhausen usually does not partake in these spicy waters because it has defeated Danhausen. Actually, at that bar show, the fellow poured it in Danhausen's face and then beat him.
So, and this is tequila that's been directly sent to you by your friend, The Rock?
Oh, maybe. Who knows? Danhausen maybe went to the store. Maybe the Dwayne sent it to Danhausen. There's no way of telling. Davis handles all the mail. And the groceries.
There's a great a little bit of a text chain that you had with The Rock, and I'm going to read it out to you. And it's at Danhausen AD, which I always hate saying, like, hey, what's your social media? Just Google it. But I'm just saying, I'm looking at it right now. Oh no, The Rock and ZOA Energy have cursed Danhausen. And is this The Rock's energy drink, ZOA Energy?
Yes, it is. I think it is ZOA Energy, ZOA Housing.
Oh, sorry, ZOA, okay.
That's okay. And Danhausen drank this. As Danhausen understands it, if you drink these energy drinks, you gain the powers of The Rock.
Mm.
Danhausen tried original flavor and then transformed into poor Rock. Rock with only $7 to his pocket.
Oh. Well, but here's the thing, Danhausen. I got to tell you this. $7 also in American slang and Canadian would be $7.
$7
is what The Rock started with when he had no money. So maybe he transforms you, like you said, into poor Rock, $7.
Oh, yes. But then maybe we become the most famous billionaire on the earth.
That could become that. You got to keep on drinking the ZOA. And
yes.
Maybe you'll get there. In this video, you mentioned something of preparing the PT Cruiser. The Rock thinks this is hilarious and responds back to you on April 22nd, which is just later in the day. What the hell is The Rock doing? Following you on Twitter? He says,
tell him to.
He says, prepare the PT Cruiser. Do we have one? Funny face crying. The power of fanny packs, turtlenecks, and ZOA Energy. Enjoy.
Quite the surprise to Danhausen that this wonderful product placement that Danhausen did caught the attention of the Dwayne. But it did. So whatever Danhausen is doing seems to be quite working.
Amazing the fact that he texted you back or tweeted you back that quickly. And one of the other tweets that you send out to him around the same time frame just said, Rock, it's Danhausen. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I don't even think Danhausen tagged him, to be quite honest.
He didn't. I bet she hadn't figured that out yet.
Maybe he saw it, though. Also, Danhausen posted a photo a week before The Rock tweeted at Danhausen. It was just a picture of him. So maybe Danhausen manifested this with his evil power.
The Rock keeps an eye on what's going on in the wrestling world, too. And obviously, he's all about making money. So maybe he sees Danhausen and goes, oh, all right, Leatherface, out the door. Yes. Jason Voorhees, forget about it. Ever heard of Danhausen?
He's the new sponsor. Yes, you know, make Danhausen the sponsor for tequila and these energy drinks and, you know, whatever else may have you. Peaky Cruisers, it's a very famous celebrity car. You have one, you know.
I did have one about 15 years ago, so you're right. But I was thinking more Rock would want to find you and make you into a movie star.
Oh, well, that's even better. Yes, wow. You know what? Danhausen's going to hire you to be his
I could do it.
His new assistant.
Have Davis give me a have Davis tweet me, and maybe we can work something out.
Yeah, yes, we'll be both famous celebrities.
Absolutely. If I could, yes, and we would increase our monies.
Oh yes.
So we're talking about some of the things that have kind of put you on a higher level, and one thing I want to talk about is your look. Is very much in according to a comic book.
Oh.
And you actually were working, you were on a comic book cover?
Yes. So it is coming out in October.
Oh, it's coming out.
It's coming out. It's not even out yet. This has just been a wonderful week for Danhausen. We've got the Talk is Jericho. We've got the Dwayne. We have Conan O'Brien. This is all right in sequence.
Did Conan text you too?
Oh, yeah. He said congratulations on the comic book. No, Dan Housen was on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend Housen. Yes, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay, well, let's talk about the comic book now. What's going on with that?
So, Dan Housen's friend, Steve Orlando, who works for Marvel Comics, and he's worked for DC Comics, and he works for Image Comics as well currently. He said, hello, Dan Housen. It is Steve. Would you like to be on a comic book cover? All you'd have to do is go do a photo shoot and send us the photos, and you can be on Commanders in Crisis. It is issue 10, I believe. But you can go pre-order it at your local comic shop right now. They're selling hundreds of thousands, Danhausen hears. So, Danhausen is Image Comics. So it's a pretty big deal. Danhausen will be on the shelves in all the local comic shops.
Is it a story about the history of Danhausen or?
No, Danhausen is just a variant cover, but the story is about a Dracula type fellow. So it's pretty close.
So you mentioned that. And are you talking about Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, the podcast?
Yes, Danhausen was a guest just merely 2 weeks ago or so.
How did you do that?
So the Fanhausens know that Danhausen loves Conan.
Of course.
They tweeted at him and said, hey, there's a contest where you can ask Conan a question. And Danhausen said, Davis, get the emailer. So we grabbed the computer and we sent emails out to Team Coco, submitted some questions, and months later, Danhausen totally forgot about this, but he had an email from one of Conan's producers of some sort, and they said, you have time for a Zoom call. So following day, Danhausen had a Zoom call with the producer, which probably was a screening to see if Danhausen was a weirdo.
Right.
Obviously, Danhausen passed. This is Aaron, and he's quite wonderful. He goes on all of Conan's trips. We talked for about 20 minutes. He just asked about wrestling and such. Danhausen said, okay. And he goes, this was wonderful. We'll be in touch. And Danhausen said, what the hell is this for? And he goes, I don't know. He was lying. Then the next day, they said, we like you. We'll be in touch. And Danhausen goes, cool. What does that mean? Because you keep saying we'll be in touch.
Mm.
And then the following day, or later that evening, Danhausen's brain is missing him. They said, oh, tomorrow you're going to be Zoom calling with Conan O'Brien. Is that okay for you? And then Danhausen said, what the hell do you mean? Is that okay for Danhausen? But of course, this is Danhausen's hero. So the next day we got to Zoom call with Matt Gourley, Sona, and that's his wonderful assistant, and Conan O'Brien himself.
So that's amazing. So did Conan appreciate the persona and the personality of Danhausen?
Oh, absolutely. He was laughing. He also named the episode Fanhausen, which was wonderful. Yes, so he asked Danhausen all about the Danhausen lore and such. He said he wanted to be a part of the Danhausen lore. He was nonstop laughing. He said gives the blessing of this foolishness, because Danhausen has dedicated his life to idiocy, such as he did.
Mm.
And he said, maybe perhaps one day he can come down from the rafters on a wire and save Danhausen from being pummeled.
Mm.
He said, you know, we got to do something together one time. So Danhausen doesn't know if this is actually going to happen, but who knows? Maybe we'll see Danhausen on the Conan O'Brien show sometime.
And Conan is a really big head, too, not figuratively, literally, like a big bison head.
Yes.
So he could really do some headbutts to really some headbutt housings help out Danhausen if you're getting double teamed or triple teamed by foes.
Yes. Danhausen said you should come down from the wires, punch someone right in the groin.
Mm. He's tall, though. He's about 8 feet tall. He'd have to reach down to do that.
He'd probably choke slam someone pretty good.
Right, right. You know, like I said, just headbutt with that giant cranium of his.
Yes.
You're mentioning, and this is all great stuff, you're mentioning maybe Conan's going to come help you out at some point. Ring of Honor, you've now become one of the top stars in Ring of Honor over the past year or so. Basically, Cinderella story, Danhausen story out of nowhere. Yes. How did you end up in Ring of Honor, and how are you enjoying being one of the top guys on the roster right now?
Yes. So, Danhausen started out. They gave Danhausen a dark match in November 2019. And then Danhausen said, hello, can Danhausen promote this? And they said, yeah, sure, go ahead. They probably didn't know the power of Danhausen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put out a tweet saying Danhausen's coming to Ring of Honor. Naturally, the tweet blew up, as does everything Danhausen does. And they said, oh, we did not realize your power. So do you want a television title match? Danhausen said, sure. So he fought Shane Taylor, did pretty well. He had to sing Tequila himself because they did not have the copyrights to it. But Danhausen so powerful that he started the song, and then the crowd in unison joined in and sang the song themselves. Danhausen didn't have to do any work. He lost the match. That's neither here nor there. But then it led to a few more matches before the shutdown. And then a wonderful fellow by the name of Alex Shelley helped Danhausen get a job at Ring of Honor. He said, this guy, he's different, but he's good. And he's doing something unique. So you should hire him. He stands out amongst your roster, which is full of great wrestlers, but you need something else.
Hmm.
So that's where Danhausen came from. And then Danhausen has subsequently blown up and become the most famous star on their roster.
Easily.
Easily. Look at this. He's on this wonderful Talk is Jericho podcast.
I haven't had anybody from Ring of Honor on in a long time. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where to start. I knew where to start with Danhausen, though.
Yes. See that? Hear that? Dave Honor? Dave Honor is the owner, as Danhausen understands it.
Oh, okay.
Up his, though.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, there's no Honorhausen yet.
No. They should give Danhausen the television championship.
Who's the champ? Who's the television champion right now?
Tracy Williams.
Okay.
But Danhausen has very famous friends.
Well, I listen, I don't even remember the name. You just said his name. I don't even remember it. I remember that. I'm sure it is. But Danhausen, that's Van Halen. Like I said, you could put your whole company on that.
Imagine the things Danhausen can do with this wonderful title. He can
right.
take tours, do autograph signings, willy-nilly. Wouldn't even matter. No one can tell him a thing because he'll go, quiet, you, I'm the champion of television. He can just go anywhere.
Yeah, you can appear on any show on chat on TV.
You can send him to news. You can send him to the Conan O'Brien show with this wonderful title.
And
the hell out of your business.
You can be on Young Rock. Ooh, you have a connection there too.
Yes, tell Rock that Danhausen should be cast.
Well, you tell him. You talked to him sooner than I did. I haven't talked to the guy in a year.
You beat him to win the title.
Back in the 50s.
Him and Cold Steve in the same night. Danhausen heard a thing.
So what are your overall goals, Danhausen, now that you've found a home in Ring of Honor? What do you want to do with wrestling?
Yeah. So for Ring of Honor, Danhausen does want the television championship. He seems to think that would be the most suitable. Also, eventually the world championship, because we take over television, we take over the world.
Right.
He does think they should just kind of give him the television championship. Danhausen doesn't really want to wrestle for it. It hurts. So they should just do a ceremony, hand it to Danhausen. And then, you know, we'll make it more famous. What else does he want to do? Dalton Castle is quite nice. Danhausen would like to team up with Dalton Castle. He's a nice, wonderful, he's got famous friends as well.
Yes. But
he's a wonderful presentation. It's very charismatic. Danhausen loves it.
Could be a good tag team, possibly, between the two of you.
But more notably, Danhausen has proven that he can be quite the entertainer. Now Danhausen would like to go back and combine the two and prove that he is a formidable foe as well. Because he can have these hard-hitting, aggressive, back-and-forth style matches to hold his own. And he thinks people underestimate Danhausen because Danhausen gives this chaotic front. But Danhausen is evil, so he can do some things.
So you say you want to combine the entertainment and the actual wrestling.
The physicality of the actual wrestling. And
right.
That he can do it. Like Danhausen just this one of these past weekends wrestled Mike Bennett. It's an indie promotion. And it was quite wonderful. We hit the hell out of each other. The people seem to enjoy themselves. They just need to see that Danhausen can be Danhausen while having a serious match. They need to start taking Danhausen more seriously.
Well, like you said, people will automatically think that it's some kind of just, they might call it in wrestling a gimmick.
Yeah.
So they have to see that you actually have the chops in the ring as well, right?
Exactly, precisely. And just in general, they seem to not take Danhausen too seriously when mere weeks ago, Danhausen took his pile of money, took a phone call from Conan, and then took a phone call from The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, who's calling Danhausen via Twitter? The Rock. So maybe isn't joking. Maybe Danhausen is going to hit his goals, whether people like it or not.
Well, I think that it pretty much will happen. Now, outside of wrestling, what's the overall Planhausen?
You can
use that one if you want to.
Yes, Danhausen will. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So Danhausen would like to infiltrate even more into mainstream media. We've already started with the Hot Topics and the comic book cover. Danhausen would like to, and the Conan O'Brien show, but of course that is very mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Danhausen would like to do more mainstream things because how Danhausen sees it, one, becomes richer, more famous, but two, if Danhausen the wrestler becomes more popular, non-wrestling fans will see things and then come watch the wrestling. And then the eyes will be on the wrestlers who are doing a wonderful job, working very hard. And, they'll maybe see, I'm going to check out Danhausen. But then they'll come in and they'll see these wonderful wrestling people on the show and stick around next time, which means all of our money's increases.
So when you go to a Hot Topic, are you walking in there the way that you look right now? Do you wear a little bit of a disguise or how does that work?
Well, Danhausen will wear a hat and sunglasses sometimes. But they did not like when Danhausen came into the store to take his T-shirt. He came in. He said, that's Danhausen right here. Danhausen's pointing for the viewers who are not watching.
Right.
And they said, you cannot film in here. You should probably go. And Danhausen said, they'll rue the day they kick Danhausen out of his own T-shirt store. What the hell are they talking about?
And they did.
They said, you cannot film in here. And then Danhausen and Davis just had to leave.
But you'll get revenge on them somehow.
Oh, absolutely. With sales. Sales revenge.
That's right, man. Sales is always good revenge.
Yes.
Last couple of questions for you, Danhausen. You mentioned horror movies before and some of the inspirations. What are your favorite horror movies?
Oh, thank you for asking. What a wonderful question. Danhausen loves American Werewolf in London.
Oh, that's a great one.
Watches it year round. Wonderful film. Alien is quite nice. Obviously Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. That's Danhausen's favorite, actually. Chop Top is wonderful.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Return of the Living Dead. And then Danhausen is a huge fan of the Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness.
Oh, the trilogy.
Oh, yes. Danhausen likes a nice horror comedy, but also appreciates the straight up horror film.
Did you know that that I have a son named Ash?
Yes, Danhausen actually has heard you say this before.
Directly from that.
Named after Bruce Campbell himself.
That's right. I actually wanted to call the original finish the Codebreaker was going to be the Boomstick.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But they didn't like it.
One time Danhausen was fighting someone. Do we have a second for a little tangent?
We sure do. Please, a tangent? I can't wait.
Danhausen, this fellow said something. And Danhausen said, you want some? Huh? You want a little? And then he hit him.
Nice.
Stole it from an Army of Darkness. It was wonderful.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Oh, yes. Eat some grapes after.
Did you ever hear that there was going to be the possibility at one point of Freddy versus Jason versus Ash?
Oh, Danhausen would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
That would have been quite nice.
Rights. Too many problems with the rights. Who owns who?
New Line Cinema. they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they get involved. When the suits get involved, it's never Goodhausen. I'll tell you that right now.
Not at all.
Last two questions for you. What is, or one or whatever, a few of your favorite matches that you've ever had, Danhausen?
Oh, yes. So, one of Danhausen's favorites, which actually, I think you know this fellow. You might be rivals. Before the shutdown, Danhausen's last match was tag teaming with this Orange Cassidy fellow.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. You cannot even imagine how loud the crowd was when we both came out.
I can't. Oh, wow. As a tag team or a team person?
First, this is how we were foes. We fought. Luckily, Danhausen happened to be wearing jeans that night because it wound up turning into a tag team match. So,
funny how those things work out.
Just decided that night, you know, maybe I'll wear some jeans tonight. I don't know. Maybe it'll throw them off. And then we tagged because we were attacked from behind. And then we became the most powerful tag team in the world. We did a double choke slam. We both wore sunglasses. What else did we do? Just had a really great time and we won. And we went to the merch table. We filled our sacks of money and we went out on the town. We went to the mall.
Oh, of course.
Yes, but of course. So that was one of Danhausen's very favorite matches. And then this one recently with Mike Bennett, where Danhausen really believes he proved to the audience that Danhausen can go. That one was quite nice, too. But yes, those are Danhausen's two favorite matches. He's also had a wonderful match, a tag team bout. He was tag team champions with this new A&W star, Ethan Page. Danhausen's great friend. We were tag team champions. Came out, decimated some foes, but then we lost the titles and, you know. But Danhausen always loves wrestling with Egon.
And Egon from A&W wrestling right now.
Yeah.
Danhausen, this has been a very enlightening conversation, but I'd be remiss to ask you to let you go without asking you. I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot for a second. You mentioned that you had to sing Tequila.
Yes.
Can you sing Tequila right now as a little bit of an example?
Let's do it. Yes, yes, yes. It was a da 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 da. That's where Danhausen would kick them. Da 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 da. Ah, kicks him again. Ba da ba da. Kicks him again. Ba da da da. And then Danhausen goes da 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 da. Then Tequila.
And the whole crowd goes, Tequila.
Yes, but Danhausen is trying to get them to switch and just yell Danhausen.
That's even better.
Yes.
Danhausen.
Yes, Judas.
Thank you so much, Mr. Housen. It's been a great conversation, and I look forward to seeing you more on Conan and when you get the television title, Housen, hopefully very soon.
Of course, Danhausen, we'll see you around. Thank you, Jericho Housen.